Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Managing Millennials for Dummies by Hannah L. Ubel, Lisa X. Walden, and Deborah Orbit. Narrated by Joanna Perrin. Introduction. If we were in the business of doling out participation awards, we'd give you a shiny red ribbon just for picking up this book. Sadly, or fortunately for you, we're actually in the business of information. Generational information, to be specific. In this book, our focus, as you may have guessed by the not-so-subtle title, is Millennials. Prepare yourself for a meticulously crafted story about the generation everyone loves to hate, replete with tools, techniques, and strategies to help you better lead and manage this infamously unmanageable generation. At its core, Managing Millennials for Dummies is intended to be a truth-teller and problem-solver for anyone who manages, leads, or works with millennials. We won't kid you, or ourselves, by claiming this book is the number one solution or the be-all and end-all cure for your millennial woes. Humans are complicated, and contrary to popular belief, millennials are in fact human. As millennials ourselves, trust us when we say, we get the challenge. We feel your pain. We sympathize. We empathize. And we also know when to tell it like it is. As generational researchers and management consultants, we hear the good, bad, and ugly about millennials, and we work tirelessly to dispel myths and shed light on truths. This book is a collection of all our best work around recruiting and retaining the millennial generation. We hope that you'll use this tool as suits you best to find out more about this slippery generation, cull actionable strategies to improve your millennial management style, and maybe, just maybe, leave with a changed perception about this complicated generation. And by that we mean you'll stop hating them. Managing Millennials for Dummies is not intended to be heard as a step-by-step manual. We get that as managers trying to lead four and sometimes five generations in the workforce, you've got more than enough on your plate. So instead, treat this book as a choose-your-own-adventure, but with more intellect and less redirection. Side note. Though this book is all about unwrapping the layers behind the millennials, we also strongly believe that they need to learn about you, their manager, and the other generations as well. That said, we can only cover so much in the span of one book. We've incorporated a few chapters on baby boomers, Gen Xers, and post-millennials, but the majority of the content and strategy is focused around understanding and managing the millennial generation. About this book. Although this book is called Managing Millennials for Dummies, you don't need to be a manager to glean something valuable from this book. Whether you're a CEO, a retiree who's curious about the why behind your millennial children, a manager seeking to improve recruiting and retention efforts, or an entry-level, inquisitive millennial who just wants to learn more about your own generation, this book is for you. All we ask is that when you turn to any given section, you come ready to take off your own generational lens and commit to seeing the world through millennials' eyes. Another thing we ask of you? If you can, set your preconceived doubts and skepticism aside. Trust us when we say that we know managing millennials is no easy feat. We know this not only because we are millennials, but also because we manage millennials. Most importantly, we know because we've talked to thousands of managers on the front lines who are dealing with this newest addition to the workforce. Some are struggling, and some are thriving, but all are just trying to do their very best. While we've seen millennials get the short end of the stick, they certainly aren't winning any popularity contests, and also praised as the best thing that's ever happened to the modern world, the truth, as usual, lies somewhere in the middle. Within this book, we've found ways to shed light on this truth. We celebrate the greatness of millennials, show you how to manage the not-so-greatness away, and give you a roadmap for building a cohesive, collaborative, and connected cross-generational team. Perhaps the most unique aspect about this piece of writing is that it's a bit of a generational Russian nesting doll. Stay with us here. It's a book about millennials, written by a group of millennials who work in a company that researches everything and anything millennial, as well as all things generational. As a heads up for the odd millennial hater who may have picked up this book, we actually think millennials are great. If you were hoping for some more millennial bashing, you most definitely have not come to the right place. We believe that while millennials may not have deserved all those participation trophies, they are most certainly worthy of some understanding. Plus, we didn't give those trophies to ourselves, people. In true millennial fashion, we ran with not two heads are better than one, but with three. Tapping into our collaborative spirit, your millennial authors represent a three-pronged perspective on this generation. Hannah Ubel, a young millennial. Lisa X. Walden, an old millennial. And Deborah Orbit, a millennial, Gen X cusper. Foolish assumptions. We took the liberty of making a few assumptions about you, fair listener. Yes, we know what people say about assuming, but please forgive us. We assume that you are a leader, manager, or have a managerial mindset. Manage millennials and find yourself struggling. Want to improve your multi-generational management skills? Think millennials are gems, or at least cloudy gems, that need some buffing. If you are here to hear about how terrible millennials are, you'll need to find another book. Have a general curiosity about generations broadly, and millennials in particular. If any of those are a fit, then you've come to the right place. Please feel free to jump around and choose the sections that best fit your unique need. Conventions used in this book. When writing, we skewed toward keeping it simple. In so doing, we adopted a few conventions to make listening an enjoyable and confusion-free experience. When we refer to millennials, we're talking about the cohort born between 1980 and 1995. Nearly all elements of the book are grounded in U.S. generational theory, so the millennials we refer to work in the United States. In our eyes, managing and leading are of equal importance, so we use both verbs throughout the book. Icons used in this book. Throughout your exploration of this content, you'll find a few markers along the way. Our approach calls out certain elements throughout the book. The images in the left-hand margin of the book are signs to pay attention. Here are what those icons look like and mean. Tip. This icon alerts you to a tip or action that will make managing millennials easier. Warning. This icon serves as a flashing light to alert you to potential missteps and mishaps. Heeding the warning is a good idea. Remember, if we want to remind you of previously stated knowledge or just how capable of a manager you are, you'll know it when you see this icon. Beyond the book. To view this book's cheat sheet, simply go to dummies.com and search for Managing Millennials for Dummies cheat sheet to find a handy electronic reference guide that answers the most common generational questions. Where to go from here? Your adventure has only begun, and we look forward to where it takes you. Before exploring the wealth of knowledge this book has to offer, remember to walk or listen without judgment and be willing to change your perspective by donning different generational hats. This book is designed for you to choose the adventure, plot your course, and curate the information that is most useful to you and your endeavors. If we could wave our magic wands and cast a spell, we'd have you listen to this entire book. Alas, we are mere muggles and aren't imbued with such powers, so we'll tell you this. Listen to what matters most to you. We know that time is of the essence, and we've written this content for busy people on the go. This book is skippable, crafted, so you can jump around to any section of the book and pull bite-sized pieces of information that give you the most bang for your buck. The content within each chapter varies, and the title should very clearly point the way. Some chapters are focused on providing actionable strategies, while others raise awareness and start a dialogue. You may be inclined to skip the awareness chapters 2, 3, 4, as unnecessary fluff, but we encourage you to take a look if and when time allows. Awareness is a huge piece of solving the generational management puzzle. If you're well-versed in who millennials are, skip ahead to the generational clash points in Part 2. If you want to know about a deeper, more nuanced dive into the millennials you don't usually hear about, skip to part 3. Our ultimate goal is for what you hear to trigger an aha moment and inspire you to take a different approach. So venture on, dear listener. Millennials aren't half as bad or challenging as they may seem, and the information held herein will help you come to that realization, if you haven't already. Your sojourn into the mind of the millennial awaits you. 1. Getting started with managing millennials. In this part, uncover why managing millennials can be so tough. Orient yourself with generational birth years and key events and conditions that shape the people you live and work with. Gain an understanding of where generational theory comes from and how to use it and how not to. Take a deep dive into the millennial psyche. Decode who millennials really are, how they got that way, and how they show up at work. Distinguish fact from fiction when it comes to millennial stereotypes. Compare and contrast millennials to baby boomers and Generation Xers. Understand and eliminate your own generational biases when managing millennials. Chapter 1. Confronting the Millennial Management Challenge. In this chapter, introducing the generational timeline, examining shifts in today's multi-generational workplace, meeting the millennials, traits, insights, and subtleties among them, recognizing clash points, finding a lot to love about millennials. If you felt the need to get this book, go through chapters, or scan a series of helpful lists, you must have a reason. You may love every millennial you work with and want to learn more about them. You may scratch your head any time a millennial asks when he can move up the ladder. You may struggle to motivate a generation that wears headphones at work and longs to bond with you at happy hour over a local IPA. You may be a millennial yourself who doesn't understand your own generation. Whomever you are, we're glad you're here, because this whole millennial thing isn't made up, and we understand your interest to learn more. It's no secret that millennials are winning the generational media popularity contest. In 2015 alone, approximately 44,000 articles featuring millennials graced the digital newsstands, partly because they're a massive generation, set to comprise 75% of the global workforce by 2025. This coverage, bordering on excessive, has given millennials a pretty notorious PR problem, often slandered as lazy, narcissistic, entitled brats. Once upon a recent decade marked by neon fashion and big hair, another young generation entered the work arena. They appeared apathetic, wore flannel, rocked out to Nirvana and Run DMC, and entered work determined to succeed and enforce balance. Bosses and colleagues welcomed them with somewhat open arms and chuckled with a profound sense of knowing. Someday we'll figure out these kids, but until then, they'll have to figure it out themselves. Now these flannel-wearing kids are Gen X managers and leaders running organizations. The companies who welcomed them reaped the rewards. Others who hoped their few hires would magically turn into baby boomers are reeling. They missed out. Companies may face a similar fate if they look to the millennial generation and wonder, "Do I have to pay attention to you? Do I have to change things just to meet your needs? Maybe we'll wait for the next generation and skip these needy millennials." Well, we understand your thought process, fair listener. We know your plight if you gloss over the youngest generation making waves in the workplace. This chapter will prove that the millennial struggle is real. First, we'll forecast the current and future generational demographic shifts, and then introduce who the millennial generation is and is not. You'll discover the importance of not just knowing who millennials are, but why they are the way that they are. Next, we'll pepper your palate with what happens when the next generation clashes with other generations at work, before finishing the chapter with giving you a solid glimpse into the future. Pinpointing millennials on the generational timeline. Understanding the generations begins with acknowledging that the time you're born into influences who you become. While it's easy to think, you're just putting people into boxes, the truth is more complex. For decades, generational theorists have found that the end of one generation and the beginning of another stems from the experiences they have in their formative years. These years are not static, they're fluid. Here's a brief facts. Tip: these numbers are different than others I've seen. Why is that? Generational year breakdowns are not fixed. They're fluid because generational theory is a sociological science and therefore doesn't follow hard rules. These years are determined by the researched truth that the events and conditions that you experienced growing up shape who you are. For more about the distinction between sociology and psychology, see Chapter 2. Before jumping to any conclusions about who generations are, an education in generational theory can set you straight. If you feel like becoming a generational expert who knows all things generational, take a dive into Chapter 3. What happened to Gen Y? If you are excited to hear the passage on Gen Y and how different they are from millennials, or if you're a millennial who is proud to be Gen Y and not a millennial, we are sorry to disappoint you. Gen Y and millennial are synonymous. When researchers were first puzzling out the youngest generation at work, they named them simply as the successor to Gen X and made fun with the play on words, Generation Y. Super clever. However, as more research was done, millennial stuck. You can use either moniker you want. Just know that they're the same, and in this book, we mostly use the term millennial. Gen Y is more popular outside of the United States. What are their population sizes? At their peaks, traditionalists, 75 million. Baby boomers, 80 million. Generation Xers, 60 million. Millennials, 82 million. Note, peak population indicates the highest population point of a generation. Information is taken from U.S. Census data. So how technologically savvy are millennials really? Here's the truth. All millennials are not technological geniuses. The oldest millennials didn't use cell phones until they got out of college, and the youngest of the generation used a cell phone for the first time in middle school. That being said, they've always known a world where they are expected to have a technological know-how beyond the generations that came before them. With each young generation comes another wave of the most technologically adept. How much of the workforce do they comprise? It's too hard to really pin this statistic down because it's ever-changing, but just as generations before, the younger generation will continue to comprise more of the workforce than older generations. Many have estimated that millennials will comprise 50% of the American workforce by 2020. In 2015, Pew Research Center updated the numbers. Note, Pew Research Center's birth years are ever so slightly different from ours, but not so significantly that it impacts the data trends. Spotting the coming sea of change in the workforce. The workplace is in the midst of a large transformation. Gregory is undergoing metamorphosis. Dr. Jekyll is becoming Mr. Hyde. The bud is blooming into a flower. The rain shower is becoming the thunderstorm. Needless to say, the generations are shifting quickly and making ripples at work as you hear this sentence. It's not enough to look at millennials in a vacuum, because while you are working to figure out how to best manage them, the other generations are moving around at the same time. Maybe you've felt the shifting sea tides of the oncoming silver tsunami as boomers leave the workplace en masse. The swells foretelling a perfect storm of Gen Xers surging into leadership, or the tidal wave of millennials building to overtake the workplace. Remember, we know you are here to hear a book about managing millennials. The next section focuses more on the other generations and where they currently stand in the workplace as it relates to retirement and leadership. While this may seem irrelevant, it is imperative to not look at millennials in a vacuum. Understanding what's going on with boomers and Xers right now is a key component to understanding how to manage millennials. However, If you are one of the very few people who do not work with any generation other than millennials, feel free to skip this part and pick up at Getting Grounded in Millennials 101. Tip. Why does the generational study of the masses even matter if what actually matters most is the individual? Understanding the individual person will always be an integral factor in becoming a good manager, but an education in impactful generational trends will make you a great manager. Instead of thinking of the focus on trends as a generalization or stereotyping, think of it as a necessary foundation to build upon. Anticipating the Silver Tsunami, Baby Boomer Retirement. Baby boomers have been lauded for their leadership prowess over the past few decades. A large generation hailed for their level of work ethic is now reaching a pivotal moment in their career paths. Anticipating this massive change, boomer retirement, in the workforce is critical. Tip. As a manager, avoid viewing this generation as a group who plans to slow down, settle down, and move on quietly. At work, they are the generation who is looking to develop and change, despite what their age may say about them. To boomers, age is just a state of mind, and they're looking to managers to understand that. Don't underestimate them, and don't dismiss them. A smattering of startling statistics. As boomers have redefined every life stage they have entered, retirement will be no exception. Here are the facts. 10,000 boomers reach American retirement age every day. Pew Research, 2010. 1 in 4 boomers plans to have an encore career. MetLife, 2011. 66% of all companies in the United States are owned by baby boomers. NextAvenue.org, 2015. 33% of boomers are delaying the age at which they retire. AARP, 2015. Boomers report that age 62 is middle-aged. Forbes, 2014. The industries that hurt the most when boomers leave are aerospace and defense, government and healthcare. Multiple sources. Though some boomers will be retiring in the next decade, all of them won't be. Remember to align yourself in the right time period. Consider that Gen Xers are already in their 50s, but so are the youngest boomers. They have many years ahead of them and aren't looking to retire anytime soon. Warning. Some may anxiously anticipate the looming exodus of boomers over the next decade because it has the potential to leave a path marked by devastation. As boomers leave, companies struggle to ensure that they've taken the proper steps to prepare. Is succession planning in place? Do employees fear the departure of boomers and the consequential brain drain? Are boomers still engaged as they approach retirement? The Millennial Management Challenge. The time is upon you. As boomers leave, open positions are waiting for the next generation of leaders. While some Gen Xers will seize the available opportunities to succeed, there won't be enough of them to fill the boomer vacancies. Millennials need to be targeted now as another generation of leaders. Forecasting the perfect storm of Gen X. When Gen Xers entered the workplace, they had no reason to confidently plan their future careers. After all, as eager adolescents, they were told, you'll be the first generation who is not going to do as well as your parents. Talk about a way to inspire and uplift a 20-something ambitious worker. If that weren't enough, as they grew up and excelled in their careers, they saw not one, not two, but three recessions. Naturally, they seek a stable career, a secure path to success, and a work environment that fosters growth of middle management. However, many Gen Xers are finding themselves trapped underneath the gray ceiling. Boomers are working longer than planned, and Xers are stuck with nowhere to go but side to side when all they want to do is move up. Tip. Very few research houses, organizations, and members of leadership focus on how to retain the best Gen X talent. Gen Xers have been given a list of nicknames, including the Forgotten Generation, the Neglected Middle Child Generation, and the Lost Generation. As a manager, view them as anything but those monikers. They are the current and future leadership of organizations and must be understood to create a dynamic, multi-generational workforce. A smattering of startling statistics. Want to impress your friends and coworkers with some facts about everyone's favorite forgotten generation? See the following for some hard-to-believe facts about Gen X. 50% feel stalled in their careers. BBC, 2011. 68% of all Inc. 500 CEOs are Gen Xers. Time, 2014. 44% of Xers believe it is useless to plan for retirement when everything is so uncertain, versus 31% of Boomers. Allianz, 2015. 68% of Gen Xers feel that they will never have enough money to stop working, versus 43% of Boomers. Allianz, 2015. As you plot how to control the uncontrollable perfect storm of Gen Xers' demographic shift, keep track of the two paths that Gen Xers can chart. 1. The path to senior-level jobs. Many Xers have been waiting patiently in the wings to fill the roles that Boomers will leave vacant. These Xers may likely view the large wave of millennials eager for leadership as entitled and impatient. A Gen Xer may wonder, why should they, who have been working for less time, get a job similar to the level of the one that I've been working toward for 15 years? 2. The path more traveled. Many Xers are perfectly happy in their careers and don't feel the urge to move up the ladder. These Xers will likely be managed by a millennial someday, if not already. It's important to understand how to groom millennials to manage a generation other than their own. The Millennial Management Challenge. Generation Xers are eager for their next move. So when you look to the next generation of leaders, consider that millennials aren't the only population to take the reins. Gen Xers are ready. As Xers and millennials simultaneously move up the ladder, they'll have to master working together. In your current role, strategize how you can seamlessly manage and lead this transition. Additionally, note that most of the people managing millennials are and will be Gen Xers, not boomers. The tides are shifting. Tracking the tidal wave of millennials in the workforce. We hope that you're ahead of the millennial wave, or at least riding it, because millennials already make up the highest percentage of the American workforce. There is a reason that so many articles have been written about this giant generation in the past decade, and one of the biggest reasons is its sheer size. A smattering of startling statistics. If you've somehow been able to avoid millennials to date, you won't be able to for long. Millennials are making major waves in today's workforce. Millennials will comprise 50% of the American workforce by 2020. Forbes, 2012. Millennials will comprise 75% of the global workforce by 2025. U.S. Census Bureau. Millennials outpace other generations working, comprising 35% of the workforce in 2015, according to Pew Research Center, with Gen Xers 1% behind. Pew Research, 2015. The majority of millennials plan to stay in their next job for more than 4 years. Bridgeworks, 2017. The Millennial Management Challenge. The aforementioned statistics don't need a lot of explanation because the management challenges they cause are likely the reason that you picked up this book. The youngest generation's attitudes and behaviors at work often baffle and confuse leaders and managers into stereotyping them. In numerous chapters, we pick apart where those stereotypes come from and, in turn, why they are far from the truth. Anticipating Gen Edgers on the horizon. As a sense of calm comes over you because you're feeling a genuine connection managing millennials, prepare yourself for another generation arriving on the workplace landscape. The oldest Generation Edger is almost done with college, so you're likely working with them already, if not preparing to recruit the best of their brightest. You can hear much more about Generation Edge in Chapter 16. A smattering of startling statistics. If you think Gen Edge will act and look just like many millennials, these stats will tell you otherwise. 90% of Gen Edgers want to see more female leaders in the workplace. Bridgeworks, 2017. Top concerns for Generation Edgers going into their...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?